It's been said from this sacred podium many times that the shorish, the root of our involvement with the tzibur, with the community, has to be one of care. But what's the root of care? Why should we care? So we have a mitzvah, daraisa, v'ikur yates, v'ahavta l'rech kamocha. You have to love your neighbor as yourself. Everybody knows the pasuk, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. I'm just curious, before going further, what's everybody's opinion? When you think about the Derech Gemocha, what is it mechayev us? What does it obligate us? Don't be scared. I invite the... What?
To love ourselves.
To love ourselves? It obligates us to love ourselves? But doesn't that say obligate you? Okay, interesting. Love yourself. What else? Simple. What is it? Guys, there's a mitzvah. We got to do it. So how do we do it? What? Give tzedaka. What else?
Honor
others. What else? That's it. Honor others. What else? I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
Chesed.
Doing things. So guys, you fell right into my trap. Okay, yeshar koach. I want to share a gemara with you. And think now, for those who didn't answer, I think almost everybody who would have answered like everybody who did answer. Let's see gemara for a second, though. Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, or Yadua, very well-known gemara, says that Hillel and Shammai, Maisa, Shuv Maisa with a ger, both Neshammai. He says, I want to learn the whole Torah. Garina Mashtilam, Dani Kol Torah Kul, Kishani Omid Al Regalachas. Dof Obama's opinion. It's ridiculous. Both Nehillel, Amarlo, what did Hillel say? What did Hillel say? Dalecha Soni, Chaver Chalosav. What's hated to you? Dalecha to you, Sanui. He didn't say do chesed for your friend. He didn't say give tzedakah to your friend. He didn't say to love yourself. What he did say, obviously the Torah coming from after Rekamocha, was he spoke negatively. Dalecha sonoi. What's disgusting, what's hated to you, don't do it to your friends. Now why does he speak though, and why was it so munach, so said by us, that it's a positive mitzvah, when Hillel seems to be saying it in a negative way? So listen to Amar Shah. Marsha asked the question, and he says that Hillel learned the Kra Lo Ayri Ela Bahachi. The Pasuk is only talking about the negative. There is not a positive commandment to do chesed. There's not a positive commandment. There's a positive commandment to do tzedakah, but not because of Vata Rechimocha. Vata Rechimocha is Ach Barak, defined in a negative sense. These are the words of the Marsha. The Kra, listen to the words. The Kra Lo Ayri Ela Bahachi. Mashmalei. The Kra Lo Ayri Ela Bahachi. Unbelievable. Why? How could you say such a thing? It says, love your neighbors yourself. So first off, who's its neighbors? Who's after Rechemocha's neighbors? Who else is in the Pasuk together with it? Who knows? What? No, but in the Pasuk. Which other mitzvos are mentioned in the Pasuk of after Rechemocha? Lo Tikom Lo Titar. So who's Vata Rechemocha's friends? Is don't take revenge, don't bear grudges, negative. So the Marsha said that was one indication to Hillel that Vata Rechemocha is also negative. The other thing he says is that we know at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, one of the most famous Gemaras, if it was one flask of water stuck in Midbar Yehuda Lo Aleinu, right? You can make it to civilization, split with your buddy, you both going to be carcasses for the buzzards. So what's the halacha? Chayecha Kodman, your life goes first. So how can you say Vavterech Kamocha as an exact commandment, because my life at the end of the day goes before his life? So the Marsha says that's where Hill was coming from. Those two proofs of who its friends were, who else was in the Pasuk of Vavterech Kamocha, and this halachic concept called Chayecha Kodman, therefore he learned that the Pasuk is only talking negatively. They're both sides. Marsha, we're not learning halacha here, but the Marsha is very difficult for two reasons. One, I think, at the end of the day, there's still a pshuto shemikra. Pshuto shemikra is vahafta, is definitely positive. So how could you be mahapich to make it only negative? And more problematic is the Rambam and the Ramban. We're not going to go into the Ramban. I'll just read you the Rambam in Tehilchos Deis, the sixth parak. Mitzvah, I'll call Adam, Lehov, et kol echad, ve'echad misro kigufo. You have to love your neighbor as your friend. Positively. Shinemar, Therefore, what? You have to speak nicely about Yidden. Well, so we forget that part. I'll do chesed. We do chesed, right? But Israelis, these guys, those guys, yeshiva guys, esh guys, this. What is that? Where's that? L'safer b'shvacha, the first thing the Rambam lists for Avos Abrius, Israelis, we speak nicely. Speak nicely about the Jewish people. The Shenkai, kulcha yafara yasi mumein bach. Don't speak negatively about Jews. What is that? Come on. And you want his covet like you want your covet. So the Rambam definitely, in the Ramban it's clear, and Chumash also speaks about the Pasuk positively. Right? So it's very difficult to say the Marsha Kipshuto that the mitzvah is only negative. So what is going on? So I believe like this. I believe from the Sugya, it looks like there must be two aspects of the mitzvah. Of course, there's the positive aspect of the mitzvah, which is we're all used to. Doing chesed, doing staka, being misaver b'shevach, speaking nicely about Jews, thinking about them, being concerned about them, like the Ramban says, wanting for them what you want for yourself. But there's also a negative aspect. Now, how did Hillel know there was a negative aspect? That perhaps, which is speaking to the Lamdanim, that could be because of the Marsha's Rayas. Because it's together in the Pasuk with Loti Kam Loti Tor, because of the halacha of Chayecha Kodman, that showed that there's another aspect, not just the Pshuto Shemikra, not just the positive aspect, but there's also a negative aspect. In other words, just take the down the Marsha one notch. It's not to make it only that, but it makes it also that. Okay? So if we can go with this conclusion for a second, that really, Kfar Lamadnu Mashu, that there are two aspects about the Latarich Lamocha. Someone who wants to Mekayim Karoi, wants to fulfill the central mitzvahs at Klal Gadol B'Torah. Someone wants to go into outreach. I mentioned one time, I was, as a bacher, I went to, the summer, I went to a Kiru program for Russians. It was a program organized by Slonim Chassidim, beautiful Slonim Chassidim. I knew Slonim Chassidim, he brought me along. I didn't do as much Kirib as I wanted, but I played a lot of beach, you know, frisbee on the beach, which was fun also. And I asked one of the organizers one time, one of the guys really organizing the program the whole time. You know, I said, you know, do you ever deal with the people one-on-one? You're always setting up things. So he said to me these words, these three words, Ani sone rusim, I hate Russians. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? So where's this Kirib? What's it going to be? That's you're just a jobnik. You're just a bureaucrat. I don't know what you are. You're accomplished, you're capable, and you can be a great speaker also. And you can even be talking to people one-on-one. You want a career, you believe maybe in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you want to cover Shemayim, but I don't care about him. I don't love him. Terrible. So this has to be our Sharsh. But when we want to work on it, there's two aspects. And that's already a Chiddush to us. Of course, there's the positive, which was natural to us. But we see in the Gemara that there's a negative aspect. Now, the next step we have to understand is why, if there are two aspects, what's Akasha? What question do we have to deal with now? Dealing with Hillel? Why did he teach the negative? So there are two aspects, right? According to the Marsha, there's only a negative aspect, Kipshuto. So that's why he taught him the negative aspect, right? But if we're not going to learn like that, I'll be the Ram, I'll be Pshuto Shemekr, and I'll be the Ramban, but still fit it together with Hillel. The Ram is not a steer at the Hillel, Kalila. So then we have to understand why was Hillel teaching the negative? Here I want to teach two mahalchim, which I believe are true. One much deeper than the first. One than the next. The simple mahalach, I believe, is like this. Let's get the context. What was the whole context over here? The ger comes, he wants to learn the whole Torah on one foot. That's an impossible task. How do you learn the whole Torah on one foot? Shammai said that's an impossible task. That's not the derech. Lo zu a derech, lo zu a yer. I'm not going to talk to you. But Hillel said, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. Which, this needs a lot more explanation, we're not going into this part now, that through it you can hold the whole Torah. Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah, this is an essential point. And through it you can get to everything. What's that? After Rechamocha. You have to love your neighbor as yourself. But, even within that, what's Hillel doing? He's doing an amazing limitation job. He's trying to take the whole Torah and make it accessible in one word. So now, once that's the context, it makes sense also that even within that mitzvah, he's going to make it bite-sized, palatable, user-friendly. So therefore, that's why he doesn't teach two aspects. As much as he didn't teach 613 mitzvahs, within the central mitzvah, he didn't teach all of it. Okay, now what's the next question, though? Why the negative, not the positive? So you don't want to teach the whole mitzvah. That we can understand. But why the negative? So here's a simple pshat. We know a klal, b'chol avodas Hashem, Sfarim work with this, Mitzvah Sharm already, Sur Meira, it's Pasuk in Tehillim, I believe. Someone is welcome to correct me. Sur Meira v'asei tov. What's our step? When a person wants to get into something, what do we do? First, positive things, negative things. Everything has positive aspects and negative aspects. So our initial step in a vote is always Zahiris before Zerizis. Sur Meira, get rid of the bad and then do the good. So therefore, Hillel, following the same example, said, I want to start this guy on his aliyah. I want to give him the first steps to central observance of Yiddishkeit. What do I do? The smaller, the more basic, Sur Meira. Then I'll get to the Asei Tov afterwards. Now, why would that be? You could say simply it's like a scam. Like that guy I mentioned before. He hates people, he's doing kiruv. He's a scam. We could have chesed organizations, my friends, right? And we could be tremendous makarvim. And we could light up the world. But if it's not reflected in the way we treat human beings in front of us, Jews in front of us, we're a scam. We're rotting inside. You can't do that. So when you're not walking the walk, at least be careful about people's feelings. I'm careful. What's my first step? I'm not going to be a scam. No one's going to look at me and say, oh, you do such nice things on the one hand, but you defend people on the other hand. No. The first step has to be non-scamizing yourself. I made up that term. Don't be a scam. Don't do to others things you don't want done to yourself. Just mention Agav. I heard from Jonas and David one time that the Alta Slobodka said, you know, when it comes to a dead person, everybody's so careful, you know, you have to move it. If you imagine yourself for a second, if you had to take care of, do a tara, you have to stay with a dead person. Now, before you move his hand, you know, so careful. His leg, you know, is dangling off the table. You move it over. You know, he's alive. You're pushing him, you're batting him, push him all over the place, insult him. Now he's dead, you know. It's the opposite. He's dead, he doesn't have any feelings. Doesn't really make a difference him so much. A live person is feeling. Manosim, that was Alta Slobodka. Barabosai, that I think is a true mahalak, but Rav Yeruchim Lavovitz, the great mashgiach in the Mir Yeshiva, says something which is unbelievably deep, not really worth a lot more than 5 minutes, but I think it's really a life-changing deep idea. Let's just go to another thing for a second. A kli. When we think of a kli, a utensil. Utensils are chashiv or not chashiv? What do you think? Important? Is a kli an important thing? Kind of important, but kind of not important. If I had to throw something off the ship, I would start throwing off the kalim. Right? Let's bow near for a second. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Shalom. What's Shalom? Shalom Shmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom is the name of the Rono Shalom. Shalom is the end of Shah. Shalom is the end of Shmon Esrei. Shalom is everything. But it's called the Kli. Lo Machzik, Lo Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kli Machzik Bracha. Chutzman HaShalom. The greatest Kli Hashem found for everything, for the Torah, was Shalom. Shalom is a Kli. It must be Kalim, a little bit more important than we think. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibbeh Torah from Sinai, beginning of Avos. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. What's Moshe in the thing? He's a Kli. Nothing more than a Kli. Kalim are not as simple as we think. Olam Hazeh is a Kli. I don't have the Rebukim in front of me right now. He says that Olam Hazeh is where it's all happening. Not that Olam Hazeh, this Olam Hazeh. Our Olam Haba is a dead world, Rabbi Yehuda says. Not dynamic. It's Toveya. It wants. It's not alive. This world is a world of life. If we do it right, it's a world of death also. Right? We know the Grav of Sovyamov at the end of his life was crying. And he said, this world for 10 kopek, you can get tzitzis. What can you accomplish? How many mitzvahs are we accomplishing this second? What are we doing? What are we building? The next world. What are we building when we teach someone? Olamas, world, what can we do in Olam Haba? Just celebrate, party, enjoy. This world is only a kli for that world, but it's all happening here. So that's the idea Rabbi Yeruchim gets across. And he says, in general, kalim are always a lot more important than we think. The boundaries of something, the framework that we put ourselves in is a lot more than we necessarily assume it is. Betzalel was Betzalel Kele Issa. Betzalel was in the shadow of God, imagine. Because he heard, what do you build first? The kalim or the bias? Do I build a bias? But Saul said, you build the bias first. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Rosh Hashanah really told me. You got it. You missed my diversion. That's how Atav Kelm learns. Moshe didn't really have even another Havamina. You have to have the bias first. When you have a bias, You're in a yeshiva? Now you can grow. Tosa says anybody who goes to yeshiva is becheska, so become an adam agadol. Just keep learning. Learn daven, learn musar, you can grow. I was thinking also, it's called shalom bayis. Why do you call it shalom zug? Why is it called shalom bayis? Because it's happening in the house. Chanukah's a bayis. That's where it is. When you have a house set up, now within that, that's a kli machzik bracha. That's the idea Rabbi Yerucham says. So now he says like this. Sometimes, it's my understanding, a person go too directly towards feelings. I want to feel something. I want to love God. I want to love people. Rabbi Yerucham says, all the Torah is chitzonius. Listen to that. Echakotei mefurash. The whole world's chitzonius. It's mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are all kalim, which stand on their own, which within we can flourish and an inner world develops. And when we want to talk about developing our feelings for other people, we have to build a kli around ourselves. We have to build a utensil to hold those feelings. We can't go directly at the feelings. It's a very deep thing. You have to think about it. What's the kli? What's the utensil? Da'alecha soni l'chavercha lo savid. The kli, the utensil to hold feelings about people is I'm careful about their feelings. Think about it. I start, people are nothing to me. I'm the only thing. I'm the center. We all grow up like that. We all live like that. We're all born like that. A child thinks about nothing. Your mother's tired. She's, so what? I need right now. We naturally only think about ourselves. If we go directly to Avos Habrias, we can't get there. First, we need a kli. We need a utensil. Other people exist by me. There's a world. There's other people's feelings. I'm careful of them. I don't just watch dead people. If you don't like that, I'm not going to do it. You exist by me. You're real. And specifically, Rabbi Yerucham emphasizes, here where the Torah says, v'afterech kamocha, and you would think the Torah is telling you, feel? First it's telling you, build that kli. Build that utensil. Build a reality of yourself, of other people's lives, existence, and world. I see another human being. What's my relationship? I'm not going to offend him. I'm not going to do something that's going to make him feel bad. And how do I define that? What I don't want done to me, we all have that medida, we all have the barometer inside. Every single person has things they're sensitive to. I'm writing a piece soon called We're All Sensitive. Everybody's got inner sensitivities. I don't know the human being, myself included, is not sensitive. We're all sensitive. You have your sensitivities? Take that for other people. Work on that, develop that, cherish that, shine it. Build it, form it the right way. Then you can put the proper kalim in. That's what Hillel was teaching, much deeper. Could be that's the omic of Surmei Rav Aseh Tov. Not Stam Surmei Rav Aseh Tov, because otherwise you're a scam. This is the way we build ourselves, what Rucham is teaching. The way to build every feeling that we want to have in the world is by creating a boundary for it, a framework, a self-definition. So my friends, our time is finished. But therefore, we have to know, if we want to get to care, Aleph, we have to build up in ourselves without going into Rirukum, without anything. Part of our natural understanding of what the mitzvah of the Rechmoch is what the Gemara says. Don't do to others what we don't do to ourselves. But deeper than that, if we really want to get to true Av Yisrael, we have to start developing ourselves, seeing ourselves, our self-definition. Who am I? I'm a guy that doesn't offend other people. If we work with that for a long time, that definition, I don't offend my wife, I don't offend my Rebbeim, I don't offend my friends, I don't offend other people in the yeshiva, I don't offend people outside. I don't want any person to feel bad because of me, as much as humanly possible. A person will work like that for a good few months, maybe a few years afterwards, the Avos Yisrael will spring up forth itself and will be the true human beings we can be. Thank you very much.